Today's episode is brought to you by Omigo Bidet. Omigo is the greatest thing to clean your butt with, and we're going to tell you more about that during today's show. But for now, before we start the show, we got to tell you about this incredible fan contest. The best fan-filmed commercial for Omigo Bidet is going to win $500 plus an Omigo Bidet, and we're going to air the commercial at the end of a future episode of this podcast. All you got to do to enter is email gasdigitalmarketing@gmail.com, and you're going to get all of the contest details there. The deadline to enter is October 29th, so you got to get on this right now. Once again, gasdigitalmarketing@gmail.com. Email for complete contest details. Create the best Omigo commercial. You win $500 plus an Omigo bidet. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. What the fuck is up, bitches? Sitting at home, sitting in your car, rubbing your cock. Pull it out right now.
Pull only your cocks only out if right you're now. In your car.
No.
At home, no.
No, if they're home, too. I want cocks. If you're a Real Ass Podcast fan, your cock is out right now, and you're fucking flipping it around in the music. Flop, 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 flop. That was it. That's from now on, that's the new dance, and I want to see videos. Send your videos to Real Ass Official, the best dick dance to the intro.
Figure eight.
Yeah.
Swastika.
I think it should headbang. I think the dick should, it should be more of a head.
Okay, here's what you do. I got it.
Two dicks to make the swastika.
Don't be an asshole.
Both of them.
Don't be gay. All right, this is a bad fucking, we're supporting fucking straight men right now. Don't be an asshole, okay? No, what we would do is you would take your dick and you'd have to have some sort of glow-in-the-dark ink. And I'm near damn positive glow-in-the-dark ink works, right? It exists.
For giving cancer, yes, it works very well.
Yes.
Glow-in-the-dark paint, and what you do is you paint the head, just the head of your dick, and then to the music. Dun, dun, dun. I want to see the shapes that the head of your dick can create in the dark.
Did you just invent Blue Man Group for your dick?
Yes.
Blue Ball Group?
Blue Ball Group.
Yes, we did, and that's the name of the show. Nice and easy.
All right. Blue See Balls you guys on Wednesday. I'll be here with Ian.
I got to drive to Chicago. I'm fine with that, man. Let's get out of here.
We're wrapping up, guys. We did it. As soon as we find the perfect joke, we leave. That's it. It was a perfect joke. Zach.
I just
Thank
wanted
you very
to tweet
much.
With my name.
By the way, we should really commit to it. Leave.
I would commit to it and leave. If I wasn't gone the whole week, I swear to God, I would end the show right now and make people furious. Because they love me. They do love me. Even if they hate me.
What, are they going to not listen on Wednesday?
It's crazy. We have a great show planned today. It is an incredible show. And please send your glow-in-the-dark dick, your dick light sort of thing, majiggers, to realassofficial@gmail.com. We will play the best dick light shows on the show, and it's got to be to the music. Dun, 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 dun. Shannon, where can they get the music?
Hmm.
Why don't you just play it straight for them now?
Okay.
We won't say anything over it, so then they can just have it to go.
Give me
an edit. There we go. It's all right. It's all good. You know, I'll do plugs real quick. Before we do that, Shannon, I'll get the plugs out of the way for everybody. Rob Mayhew is here. Very excited to have you back, Rob Mayhew. Very long time since you've been in New York City. He's on Twitter and Instagram at Rob Loves Arguing. You guys might catch him catching all the Legion of Skanks backs in our various Twitter wars, which I appreciate.
I just can't, man.
You can't say it. I'm the same way.
It's just, and it's such a time suck. I fucking hate doing it. I'm embarrassed by getting involved in it, but I see them say that shit about you, and it's infuriating.
I know.
You guys have been very nice to me, and I fuck it. We're very nice to everybody.
Yeah, we are inclusive. Yeah, we are the most inclusive group of fucking comedians in the world. We don't give a fuck what color you are, what sex you are, what nationality you are. We don't fucking care. Our crew is inclusive. The other people hate us and exclude us.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
And they're all white kids.
And they're all white. They're white.
What is Jake Flores? He just looks like a shower.
He's white. Jake Flores is white. I'll say it right now. I don't give a fuck. Jake Flores doesn't get to pretend to be fucking Hispanic. He's a white bitch. No offense to you guys that are all fucking white. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but he acts like a fucking white ass bitch Herb. He doesn't act like a fucking Latino. That's not the way the Latinos act, yeah. Right? Any kids that I grew up with in Havasher, New York, they would fucking beat this kid to fucking death. If he walked through the streets of Havasher, New York, they would beat him to fucking death because he is the antithesis of fucking badass Latino culture.
Right. Real Latinos are secret proud boys.
Real Latinos are secret proud boys.
Puerto Ricans are the most racist Hispanics.
100%.
Sure,
we don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah. You're here.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Puerto Ricans, dude, I watch Puerto Rican kids fight Dominican kids. You're like, what is even going on right now? You're fighting because they're Dominican?
I know Dominican kids who fight other Dominicans because they're not dark-skinned enough.
Yeah, it's true.
I was just talking to a Dominican chick who hates Haitians, and that's the same fucking same nightmare island. Yeah.
Same island.
As a white person, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So listen to me. Also here, very excited to have on the show, you guys might know him from Comedy Fight Club here on the Gas Digital Network, the Who's On First podcast, the Super Seniors podcast, and you can check him out at Tiny Cupboard and Eastville Comedy Club this month. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Matt Maron. What's up, kid?
Thanks for having me.
Happy to be back, here. Brother.
Yeah. Been fun doing all these outdoor comedy fight clubs now.
Yeah, that's fun.
I've been traveling around. We've done Philadelphia a few times. Did North Jersey this past. We got shut down by the cops. Had to move inside and did what was probably an illegal indoor comedy show.
Very cool. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. That's what I say. That's my way.
Yeah, they've been fun. And
illegal indoor comedy shows.
Yeah, illegal indoor comedy shows. Or legal if Seth Simons is listening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's getting too cold to do these shows outside now. It's definitely...
Yeah, people might get sick.
Yeah. Well, I last night we did Legion of Skanks, the pilot reading, and I was too cold. Like, I woke up today, my fucking throat's a little bit cruddy. I'm like, I'm not doing this shit anymore. We're not doing Legion of Skanks outside tonight.
I felt like shit this morning.
Yeah, from being outside all night, right? It's like 50 degrees. Big Jay's like, what? It's great. I'm like, Jay, nobody else likes the cold like you.
You've slept in a hotel room with Big Jay, though. That's just how
I've been to the beach with Jay.
Yeah.
He wore the hoodie.
He wore the hoodie at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, Rob, Rob and I were both with Big Jay.
By the way, I have a Shiprock story to correct later.
Good. I want to hear it. Zach, what do you got to plug?
Just follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, will be at the Bel Air Diner drive-thru in Long Island City on the 30th. Come hang out with me and my friends and get real drunk. I think we have about $3,000 worth of sponsor alcohol that we have to get through.
I got some live stuff coming up, guys. Atlantic City Comedy Experience, or whatever, the Celebrity Theater, December 4th and 5th. Myself and Zach Amico, we're going to go crush some dicks in Atlantic City. Apparently, this place is fucking badass, so make sure you get your tickets now, guys. I believe it's going to be two live stand-up shows and a live podcast, maybe some coke magic, maybe Zach will put his dick in a rat trap. Who knows what we're going to get? Me and Zach, we're going to
get cheesesteaks.
We are reimagining the live comedy experience. I'm going to tell you right now, you want to be a part of this because these are the formative years. Me and Zach behind the scenes have been talking about some crazy progressive shit that nobody's ever done before. So make sure that you guys come the fuck out, be a part of history. You guys are a part of that process. You understand when we're creating this and we're coming up with this concept and you're there, you're a part of it. You get to die with that fucking knowledge that you were part of Luis J. Gomez's trajectory into greatness. How wild is that?
Could you imagine being there the first time Gallagher smashed a watermelon?
Right?
He never knew before that's how the key to funny was. The first time he did it, you were there.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm stealing a lot of Gallagher's act for Coke Magic.
It's actually Gallagher Tuesday.
Doggy, Coke Magic really is just every other hack magician.
How long until there's a Luis J. Gomez 2 you just send out to collect for you?
I wish. Yeah. That'd be great. I need to hire a team of writers.
Luis K. Gomez.
Guys, I'll be there. And then also, I'm going to be... Let me see.
This is how I find out my bookings, by the way.
That's nice.
Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with Zach Amico. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's January 20th through 23rd. That's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Myself and Zach Amico, maybe another special guest or two. Can be coming out on that one as well. So make sure you guys grab your tickets for all these shows as they become available. I'm going to be touring a lot more. Just signed with a new live touring agent. So hopefully that will be adding some stuff to the live calendar very soon. But beyond that, guys, check out all my podcasts. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, all available here on the Gas Digital Network. Gas Digital, home to 22 of the most incredible podcasts in the world. Over 9,000 hours of live streaming content available at your fingertips. There's not a funnier subscription that you guys can sign up for. Use the promo code RAP. with brand new RAP shirts, by the way, coming out in the mail today and tomorrow, baby boys. If you guys order the pre-sales, they're here.
Except that one.
Except this one. This one's staying on my body. And then, yeah, use that promo code. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything. You get uncensored, ad-free episodes. The Racist Live Chat as well, which we love. Shannon's very horny. She was telling the Racist Live Chat earlier how horny she was. It was bizarre. Like, Shannon, stop rubbing your nipples and chatting with people.
No one believed you.
No, everyone believed it. Everyone knew it was you. You fucking slut. She loves it.
Well, Shannon's bad at spelling and grammar.
And make sure you guys go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe there. My latest fight journals are available there. Shout out to Yo Kratom, my sponsor. Shout out to Sheath Underwear, my fucking badass underwear sponsors. Make sure you go support Sheath and Yo Kratom because they're the shit. And also my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I am affiliated. If you guys have Amazon Prime, you can click a button and you get to fucking pay me. You don't got to do anything. It does nothing. Nothing in your life. You don't even care if you watch me on Twitch. Just go to Twitch, sign up, use your Amazon Prime subscription, give it to me, you fucking pieces of shit. How much free content I give you, scumbags? If you're listening to this on YouTube right now and you haven't bought a fucking hoodie or subscribe for my Amazon Prime for free on Twitch, go fuck yourself. That's what I say. That's it. What did I say wrong about Shiprocked?
You know the story.
I know the story because I told it here. Or was it Skanks?
Skanks. You told it both though.
I only came clean with this.
Yes, you held the
one piece of information I never told on another podcast until this past Skanks, because we were talking about savages we get on boats. We become fucking real.
That's two girlfriends ago now. The statute of limitations is up on that.
We were both single. What are you talking about?
Statute of limitations? I thought it was based on years, not girlfriends.
No, yeah, that's how it works. You throw a couple girlfriends on there.
So, all right, synopsize real quick, because people don't know what we're talking about.
I think
the story that I'm talking about, recently I told an agent of Skanks, me, Rob Mayu, were opening for Big J on Shiprocked. Me and Rob Mayu, as soon as it like pushes off an inch, just a fucking inch away.
Literally, like if you were on the boat and your foot left the dock, like you just pushed the boat off slowly.
Wait, who is this?
That year was, hello? There was literally a worse year. The second year was just me and Lewis, and we took so much booze on the boat for just the two of us. We skipped down the hallway going, rape, 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 rape. It was crazy.
Well, the last night of ours, we just walked around giving people alcohol.
Yeah, because we had
a rider.
Yeah.
And we each got like a laundry bin of beers and then a few bottles of hard liquor each. But they gave it to us 3 days into a 5-day trip.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I remember you didn't really drink that much until like, I remember you waited till like work was complete.
Yeah.
And then you just went in. I caught him in the back room that we had to use as a green room, facing away from the stage. Just like alone with his alcohol. Does he do that? Because like, I just caught him
he's
in
a psycho.
Like an odd moment of like work is done.
Zach will sit there and he's like, it's time to put alcohol in my body.
It's like a heating and then go back out.
It's almost like a thing he does alone. He's the same way that I eat fast food. Zach drinks his alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. He finds a corner. He's embarrassed. He's ashamed.
Gotta do this. Get it out of the way.
Facing the wall just drink like a pint glass of Jack Daniels. Like, all right, now it's time to go back.
And I apologize for just answering my phone. I thought it was something to do with my kid. It was a number that I but it's not.
It's your podcast.
So we were saying as soon as the boat fucking pushes away, I mean an inch away from the dock, me and Mayu are scouring for pussy.
I mean I'm, Jesus
like
Lord.
it's wild.
Yeah.
It is I can't even explain to you, and I probably wouldn't now. This is probably me back then.
You girls come here often? This is the safety meeting.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We would scour for women at the safety meeting.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Now there are no pretty women on Shiprock.
It has gotten better. The last year we went on, there was like legitimately sixes walking around in regularity.
I hooked up with some of the hottest girls on Shiprock.
We both did.
And they're not attractive.
For sure. Well, and that's what happens.
That's not true. A couple of them are kind of cute, and we've had some good times.
We did the best I think we could possibly have done in the situation.
Yes.
I don't think we could have done better.
But the rock stars, for the most part, because it sucks, the rock stars are bringing their hot girlfriends. So all the smoking hot chicks are there, and then the rock stars they're almost like embarrassed to be there, so they don't even really want to intermingle with these fucking people. Yeah. But me and Rob are playing this game of like, let's fuck ugly women. Let's do it the whole week. Come on, Rob, let's go. So it's not that like So we're performing, but we don't have the same value as rock stars.
Yeah.
But the rock stars are sort of blasé. They don't give a fuck. So we sort of are able to...
Can I say, the rock stars are pussies now. They don't party. They kind of hide. Like, we have to go out and be the, like, weird entertainment fun.
We're the rock stars. We're the rock stars on Ship Rock.
You're the attainable. They hide in their suites.
You're the attainable. You're the attainable rock stars.
No, we're not attainable. We are actively trying. Attainable. We're throwing it out to making plans with old women left and right. Like
I was this last one, I was hanging out with this fire dancer, crazy tatted up, fucking green hair fire dancer. She went to the bathroom. A girl in the pool implied she wanted to fuck. We left. I went and fucked this girl, came back before the other girl even got from whatever weird bathroom. I was fucking just in. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it
is wild. It's gross and it is not healthy.
Yeah. but here's what I found funny about the way you told the story. So me and Lewis, you were walked by somebody on the street and you make eye contact with a girl and you're like, I think that we had a thing. On a cruise ship, you go to see them in 15 minutes.
Right.
So we just kept seeing these
but
two
we're
girls.
Also, just to be fair, me and Rob are doing a thing where we're constantly trying to make eye contact with girls and have things.
Yeah.
So we're giving energy of like, we're having a magical moment with every girl we lock eyes with. And we like stare back and look. It's fucking wild.
That's like your version of the story. These girls have a story about these two dudes who just stared at them the entire week.
These two bald guys raped us in a fucking...
And then said I implied that I wanted something.
I remember because we said something to them that we kept saying. It was very clever. We nailed it. But I remember it's so funny the way you told the story because this is Lewis.
Well, I don't
telling the story.
I've never lied. So maybe this is the way I'm not lying about anything. So I have no idea what his version is.
Well, the funny thing is Lewis goes, my girl is the hot girl, which is a very funny start because your girl didn't want to fuck you at all. So you don't get to go, my girl
was the hot girl.
Yeah, but she's not your girl. She never
left
wanted
me
to
for
fuck
a rock
you.
Star.
Exactly. Immediately.
Hold on. Let me say this. Okay. This Rob's so fucking funny. That's the problem with it?
No. There's more.
There was two girls that me and Rob met and they were cousins, I believe, right?
Yes. The one girl
they were the cutest girls.
Easily.
That were around.
Distance.
The girl that I was interested that we were flirting with, we made out. It was fucking.
Yours are better.
She was gorgeous. Yeah. She was legitimately like, wow, maybe one of the hottest girls on the boat. Your girl was also one of the hottest girls on the boat,
but not a full point
and a half below.
Absolutely,
full point.
No disputing.
But
so far.
Rob was getting it on with his girl, which I would have way rather fuck this 7 versus lightly kiss this 9. Yeah. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
But here's where
she left you for one of the rock stars, though?
Yeah, she left me for a rock star.
I mean, repeatedly.
Yeah, she left
multiple times.
Sure. Yeah. She leaves me for a rock star, right? So this is the story.
By the way, I'm hooking up with her cousin in the room with the rock star. I had a weird end, because in Shiprock, like, that year, me and you had to share a room.
Yeah.
So I had to just listen to Lewis fuck this old lady the one night. I had to just pillow my own head while you fucked a mom. It was gross, but...
Grandma.
But this was so the last Limp Bizkit concert, which is the big social event of the week.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Yeah. It was indoors. It was a big one. They come up because we have the artist badges, so we're in the front.
Right.
Do you remember this?
I forgot that that's a very big part of why we're able to score chicks is our artist badges that enable to get girls to the fronts of lines.
We put them on, and then you just put like neon tape pointing at them.
You make them very visible.
It's so disgusting.
So.
I'm so happy cruises are over. I should not be on a cruise. Nobody should ever let me on a cruise. I'm not on a cruise. Shannon, if we went on a cruise together, I mean this, anal sex. I'm dead ass, Shannon. You'd be fucking me in my ass. You'd have an entire fist just fucking pounding my asshole as I scream out my window. Go.
So, Limp Bizkit concert. Lou, you've already been rejected by this girl at this point.
Yeah, I know that me and Blondie. Yeah. My girl's Blondie, your girl's the dark haired one.
Sure.
Brunette.
Darkie
and Blondie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Blondie, at this point, I know she's not fucking me. She's just using me for my artist pass. This bitch!
And by the way, he was upset, by the way.
Whore.
Don't let Lewis pretend like he didn't have feelings about it.
I have feelings for it. You fall in love on the boat.
Yes,
she was my boat wife. Do.
That last one I was on, I love that fire dancer, man. I fucking thought she was going to change my life. But
then at least you had Limp Bizkit to cheer you up.
We sure did. By the way, Limp Bizkit was fucking awesome.
They
but So right as the concert leaves, your chick again, this is the last opportunity, just bolts to another band. Like, the second the concert's done, she's
fucking gone. She's gone. I'm watching her talk to a bassist.
So I pull the very nice friend move of telling my chick, beat it, go fucking get, I tell her off for Lewis. I go, hey, go get your climber fucking cousin and get out of here. Like,
he does.
We know whatever.
I did leave this part of the story out. I remember this.
So, and
it was a very good friend move on Rob. I'll say in that moment, it was a very good friend move by Rob. And in retrospect,
what a moron.
I'm not a good friend.
So, and the other part,
you would not have done that for Rob, correct?
Listen. Just listen.
Pardon me. Oh, wait, there's more.
So what happens is we go to this after party. It's a Limp Bizkit after party. Luca Rossi's wife's got her tits out. It's a fun time. Everybody's trying to fuck. It's a fuck energy at those like last ones. There was really a lot of fuck energy. And Lewis is missing for too long for Lewis to be missing. And so I go to the room being like, whatever. So what happened was he ran into my darky.
Darky.
He ran into darky in the hallway.
What, she was all dejected because Rob was mean to her.
Crying. He tells me he meets her crying in the hallway. Lewis explains, I'm fucking some other chick.
Yeah, I lied to her. I was like, look, Rob met another chick. It is what it is. You can't fall in love on a boat. What are you doing?
Yeah. So I go to the room. That part is true. You do have to like run over. I see mostly.
He goes to open the door. He goes to open the door, and I run over and I slam my body against the door. And I just see Rob's face.
You're inside with the girl.
With the girl.
I'm in the room hooking up with Rob's chick, who he left to be a good friend of me. That's the best. And I fucking rule. Holy shit. I'm giving myself real ass dude of the week.
He's a real ass dude. Yeah. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah. Anyway, she ran out of the room crying when that was all done. You remember that? She just took off crying after
she had sex with you. She ran out of the room.
We didn't have
crying.
Sex. She blew me.
I'd run out of the room
crying too.
Yeah. She blew me. Yeah. But it was great.
What's your podcast called?
Well, I had a
and that's how I met Kimberly Congdon.
Her name to me was Boat Whore. I remember I just texted her Boat Whore.
Oh, you were so mad at her?
Yeah.
Then Rob got really mad at her and sort of mad at me, but not even that mad at me.
Nah.
And then I wouldn't let him tell Big J. Do you remember what happened?
I don't remember that.
All right, I'll tell you what happened.
Well, because you guys had almost fist fought over soup, which is like pretty.
Well, that was the same soup trip. But me and Jay. So Jay, I don't want to give any information away. Okay, so Jay and Christine hooked up with this chick. Say no details. No details or anything. We used to hook up with this chick. They hooked up with her a few times. And then this chick started coming around. No, this chick started coming around and she liked me. So she started fucking me. In my mind, it was just some whore that was willing to fuck people, right?
Sure.
Jay and Christine were like, well, that was our whore. So I had to sort of like settle that down.
Jay, you're married.
His wife's watching the whole thing.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, so I didn't. I was like, fuck, dude. If you tell Jay this now, he's gonna be like, see, this is what Lewis does. He's just constantly fucking everyone's chicks, and he was 100% right. You can't claim whores. This is my whole point.
Yeah, I was no.
You had the right attitude.
Yeah,
Jay had the right attitude. Jay was claiming a whore, and I was like, this chick's a whore. Like me and Dave ended up having like an orgy with her and her roommate, and Jay was like, well, that's the girl that me. I was like, she's a whore. She fucked me and Dave.
Yeah.
She's fucked all of the Legion of Skanks. What do you want me to say here?
There's got
to
be like boat rules.
Have you met our friend Zach?
And there's like cruiser boat rules. Like, you don't like own a girl on a boat.
You don't own a girl in general. This is like a young guy. Remember a young guy. No, I'm. Let me rephrase that because that sounded way too feminist. I didn't mean it that way. I did not mean it that way. Yes, we own our bitches, obviously.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that remember in like middle school, like you'd be at the park and then you'd see some cute chicks and then your one friend would like claim the chick.
Yeah.
And like, you can't claim her.
Right.
You don't get to go, I called dibs on that fucking chick.
Yeah.
It's not like calling shotgun in a car, you know? And that's sort of like the point. So with this girl on the boat, She was a boat whore. And in the moment, in the moment where I saw she was willing to fucking hook up with me, even if she was mad at you because you were mean to her.
Yeah.
And even if you, were hooking up with, and you were hooking up with another chick, it wasn't like,
well, I was at least working on it.
Yeah, I didn't tell her. I didn't have to tell her.
Even if I
didn't
have to tell
her, but you were. It wasn't like I didn't lie to her. I was I dropped a little truth bomb in her lap.
Were you in the room being like, yeah, Rob is a real dick sometimes?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm a real dick sometimes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Right. But this, it's, you're at sea. There's different rules at
That's
sea.
What I was saying. Yeah.
We've actually looked it up. There is literally different rules at sea. Whatever flag they're flying into front.
Yeah.
That's the fucking
lots. Yeah, that's
lots
the land. And then there's certain times where they don't fly a flag. And then you could really hurt people.
You got an app to see when the age of consent is going down or up or somewhere you are.
We don't need the app. They actually make an announcement as you cross into those lands.
There was one year there was like a 14-year-old girl there.
Good that, morning, 14-year-old girl.
I felt
all
so
cool
bad.
Now.
There was literally one year like a mom, some whore mom brought her 14-year-old daughter. And I remember thinking, I was like, this girl's going to get raped by a rock star. Because she was out like way too late. She was drinking. Like,
And she was like, yeah, she was hanging out.
Yeah,
I remember it because she was hanging out.
We were jealous. We're like, why can't we hang out with that child?
Yeah. Well, were you the, what year was the fucking Skin Doll Girls on? Was that with you? Doll Skin, whatever, that band of like 16-year-old girls? Or was that the year I was with you?
I don't remember. That I kind of remember.
That was fucking, that was also very inappropriate. Don't put your 16-year-old girl band on a fucking...
Oh, they were like...
Yeah, they were all teenage girls in like a cool metal. It was cool. I like them. But I was like, you're going to put them out to sea?
Pedo.
The drummer was 18.
Hell yeah.
That's a fact, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Your honor, the bassist was not, but the drummer was.
Yeah.
That's Dollskin?
They're in Harmony. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I remember them. I think they played 2 years in a row because I think I remember them.
It was the year with you, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Real quick, we have to talk about our brand new sponsor, which is Movement Watches, founded on the belief that you shouldn't have to break the bank. They've sold almost 2 million watches worldwide by bringing quality designs at fair prices. I love my Movement Watch. The watch that I have, it literally just came in the mail 2 days ago. It looks twice as nice as the watch that I spent over $1,000 on. Right.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Gorgeous watches. They start at $95, right? You can get, it's not like cheap shit. When you buy a cheap watch, it feels like a cheap watch. It looks like a cheap watch.
You hold it in your hand and you know it's just not.
Exactly. This is really, really incredible. It's a crowdfunded startup company. Two college dropouts started this company. And the idea was they wanted to create high quality products for a budget for everybody, which I love. I love that story. I love the fact that these guys, they remind me of guys like me and Ralph. You know, this is a really, really great company. And the fact that they're willing to go and support our podcast means you should be supporting Movement Watches. They have so many different styles. So what you got to do right now is go onto their website. Okay. The website is MVMT.com/RAP and check out their selection. I mean, they have so many different styles of watches. They also have sunglasses and eyewear as well.
Yeah. They have readers. So if you don't want sunglasses, they have really nice stuff. And then the watches, what I really like, they have this thing, the Blacktop Collection. So basically, they look like 1950s muscle car inspired. They're like, I don't know, they're a little more like my style. Like, they're kind of, just everything on it is really nice.
Really cool watches, really great styles. They have something for everybody. Right now, if you go to that website, that's mvmt.com/RAP, you're going to save 15% off your entire order, plus free shipping and free returns. So if you don't like it, you send it right back. I'll tell you right now, you're going to get more compliments than you've ever received than any other watch. This is a great gift. The holiday season is coming up. All the guys in your life that need something cool, this is an affordable gift for them, and they're going to love it. MVMT.com/RAP. Go there now. Grab a new watch. Join the movement. All right, where were we? So yeah, look, I'm a scumbag on a boat. I will personally admit that I'm a scumbag
with a goat.
But I didn't.
I'm a scumbag with a coat.
What was your beef with the story that I just called my chick the hotter chick?
And I just thought it was funny you left out the part. Not only you did mention that you are a huge scumbag, but I just found it funny that you didn't point out the fact I was like
that
you
he,
get lost.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That, believe me, I want the story to be as funny as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me, there's no part of me. I do not want to leave out that incredible detail.
Yeah, it's at
no point during
more,
that story was he like, let me leave this part out. It makes me look bad.
Yeah, I'm telling a story about being maybe one of the most depraved human beings in existence. Like, straight up burning in hell shit.
I just, it hadn't been like a week ago you told it, I wouldn't have bothered. But I thought since I had the chance to be here, I might as well add that.
Of course. No, no, no. I appreciate that little detail. And,
it also it makes you look sadder, actually.
If I wasn't so confident.
It was so funny. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even sad. It was just like
really
disappointed. Like, it disappointed in his friend.
No, it was disappointed in my friend. Yeah, no, for sure. I was disappointed that Lewis would do that.
I don't know what to say because I just held the door and he went, he was like, is my chick in there? And I was like, yeah. He was like, dude.
Had nothing to do with the girl. Everything to do with, like, okay, so that's who Lewis is. Good. He is a person you should just always have a fucking eyeball on. All right. I never trusted you with that one girlfriend. You loved that one girlfriend of mine. I was like, Jody.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, don't leave
but
Jody.
But I would have never. No.
I know.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, you're seeing a girl in real life. It's one thing. But on a boat,
your phones don't work.
Yes, that's huge.
How could you be responsible for any relationship?
You lose a sense of.
Well, you compartmentalize. You're like,
reality.
Land doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's just what's
you're
on
the drinking
boat.
From 9 a.m. until like 2 in the morning. You're just sort of in this crazy, like, free for all. Like, it doesn't like the all of like the anxiety that sort of exists in like our world of like. Just every it didn't. Maybe it was also the time, right? Because Me Too didn't exist. It wasn't a thing that people were talking about.
Me and you cheat for similar reasons, I feel like. Because we get into the similar things of like, and that's why the boat is a great place to cheat, because it's a shot clock, and then these people go off to whatever fuck town they're from.
Everyone is cheating.
But you don't get, because I get into that thing of like, I cheat because like, I just need love, because I wasn't loved enough. So I get into these things where I cheat with chicks, and then I want them to like me, and I want them
whatever. Rob makes him his girlfriend for the boat the weekend.
Yeah. So that's what's perfect about the cheating on that one, is you can have a girlfriend for like 4 days.
My girlfriend on the boat is the soft serve machine.
You build an actual emotional connection, and then Lewis takes her.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but you just want them to like you that much. That's all it is. I just have to be like, oh, they like me that much, and then I'll leave.
Little life hack for people that go on cruises or all inclusive resorts. Grab a little soft serve. Grab a little milk. Yeah, milkshakes the whole fucking weekend. nobody else. I'd never seen somebody do a milkshake at a resort or a cruise, and then I started doing it, and everyone's like, "That's fucking. Why didn't we think of that?"
Yeah, fat innovations on a cruise really go a long way. Oh, that's better than doing shows. If you invent a cool new fat thing for everyone to eat,
everyone's like, milkshake guy.
Holy fuck, it's milkshake.
Yeah, dude.
Girls are ditching the guys with artist badges for the milkshake guy.
Yeah, milkshakes are great on a fucking cruise.
How was performing on? Because on cruise ships in general is kind of weird, but a shipwrecked cruise. How's performing on
shows
one of those?
Are all great.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss.
It's gotten better. See, Zach has the year that we did it, that was so much by far better. Because what's happened is, and it's thanks to Jay, because as Jay levels up, the rock stars start seeing that and going, oh, Jay's on TV, Jay's whatever. So Jay start looking at Jay on their level. So now the shows are like, the rock stars show up now. And because the rock stars are in the crowd, now everyone else wants to be there. So we went from, we were doing like 50 people to like to 100 people. Some of them weren't paying attention. We did, it was like 400 people. I mean, it's like the event at that time. It's a break. People really
the
like
early
it now.
Ones were really bad. The early ones they would throw, they weren't set up for
they
comedy.
They barely promoted it.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck about it at all. But I would do it again if it ever
fuck
came
back
around.
Who cares? Who cares? It's chaos. Like, I'll get back.
Rob, you know what we should do? We should plan a boys trip. Wait, oh, damn it, I have a girlfriend again. Fuck.
Well, wait 3 months. We'll just come up with the idea. We'll start working on it now.
If I'm ever single again, we should just go to a shitty all-inclusive resort, like a singles resort, and just be boat Robin Lewis. It's so cheap.
Okay.
It's so cheap
just
to
Robin
do it. Like,
Lewis's fucking pussy hound getaway?
Dude, we just get a bunch of fucking dudes and just go to some fucking Dominican resort. Shannon, you want to come?
No, that's okay.
Come on, baby.
You guys have a good time.
That'd be fun.
I think we should do it. I'm into that.
The food sucks, but it's all just unlimited alcohol.
What about even like New Orleans? We just get a huge Airbnb. We put on shows. No. You got to go to another country.
No. You got to be at a resort, because those girls in New Orleans are...
The age of consent is the same in Louisiana.
Yeah, you're
Lewis
right.
Has got to go somewhere else.
They're trying to... I'm just saying, if the idea is you're trying to do like a pussy hound, like we're in college again weekend, like we're pretending to be on spring break and we're all 40.
Did either of us even go to college?
No, not at all.
We're in college again.
Yeah, dude, we're back in college. Because you need... The reason that it's so easy to get laid in those situations is because... everyone is feeling the exact same way. They all just said goodbye to land and they go, let's fucking party. And I think when people are in vacation mode, they have a different, they let their guard down. Sure. Shannon, have you ever hooked up with a random guy on vacation? Because Shannon's not a random hookup gal, but have you ever been at a resort or a hotel and been like, that guy's cute, he buys you a drink?
Nope, not even on Shiprocked.
You wouldn't even be caught up in the moment to maybe just fucking like let it happen.
I mean, I don't know if it's a possibility, but I never have.
You are fucking boring.
Yeah, what happened?
I know.
Yeah, what happened to you in your life? You're a big-titted Staten Island fucking hot chick. Like, what happened in your life? Why do you look this way? Yeah, you have this personality. Why do you waste your time?
Because all the guys hitting on her from Staten Island.
I had an ex that got fake tits but wouldn't let me watch porn. She said the porn was emotional cheating. It's like, you got fake tits. What do you think? That's crazy.
My ex, I won't even say which one because I don't want to give up business, but one of my exes was very against me watching porn.
It's so strange.
Very against it. And I was like, okay, so I will cheat.
Did you hide your porn in the mailbox?
Like, when you watch porn, like, we are filled up.
Porn is not cheating. It's the cure to cheating.
Yeah. It is preventative measure. You should be saying, hey, jerk off right now before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom, look at some porn. But women, they truly can't disconnect. And I'm a jealous guy, but I would never give a fuck if my chick watched porn, liked a male porn star, looked at his cock, figured herself to it. It would mean absolutely nothing to me, not even in the slightest bit. And I feel like guys would be more inclined.
Yeah. I'd rather that than even her just having a long, meaningful conversation with a dude somewhere. That's how much I wouldn't care about.
Another guy making her laugh.
Yeah. Like, that's way worse than just watching a 10
What's that sound?
I've never heard
of
it.
Are you in pain?
You ever have either a girlfriend or just a friend who you make jokes to them all the time and they laugh, and then someone else makes a joke and they laugh in a way it's like, oh, they've been fake laughing to me the entire time. This is what a real laugh is out of this person.
No, we're both very funny.
Yeah, that's sad, man. You're a professional comedian.
We're all very funny.
Other people should be making your girlfriend laugh harder than you do. It's a goddamn nightmare. I'd get out of that relationship.
Yeah, that's tough. Would you rather somebody who's able to make your chick laugh harder or cum harder?
The laugh harder. There's plenty of funnier comedians than me.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I'm secure enough in my comedy. I'll show my chick Patrice. You know, I'm like, look at this fucking guy. He's also dead. So
that's easier.
Yeah.
Would you let her fuck Patrice?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't care if she. I like a chick with a good sense of humor.
Now or when he was alive?
Now.
I want a chick with a good sense of humor. Yeah. You know? Like, so if a chick's into, like, the chick I'm dating now is a Legion of Skanks fan. Like, she likes the type of shit that we do. She likes dark comedy. Like, that's like her thing. I don't know. I think that's a good quality in a, you know, in a woman. If she thought I was the funniest guy, I would think she's fucking retarded.
Mentally retarded.
Yeah. I'm like, you think I'm the funniest in the world? Are you fucking retarded?
Then you can't trust her because you know that she can't possibly think
I'm
that's
still
true.
In a weird position, like in my life. Like, if she asks me, if even like a celebrity is hotter, she's like, oh, you think she's hotter than me? Like, I'll lie to her face.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
Like, I don't like that.
Is it though, or is it just nice? Because I think it's just at the end of the day, who cares if you believe me or not? I'm just telling you the nice thing because it's like, why the fuck? Why be another thing in their day dragging them down? They already know they're not hot.
But they know they're not. But why do we play this game? It's like, I don't understand why I need to.
Because I feel like it's just because
they don't
the
do
point?
That though. If I said, "Am I hotter than the fucking Rock?" she would laugh in my face. She would just literally laugh at me.
Yeah.
Not even pretend.
Yeah. Fair enough. But you're not there because you look good. You know what I mean? Like, when you look,
I look pretty good, bro.
We both, you're all right right now, actually.
Bro.
But
what's up, ladies?
We both have dated girls, obviously, remarkably out of what our actual like physical appearance league is, right? So like, you're not there for your looks, so they can make fun of your looks. If she told you someone was funnier all the time,
sorry, it's a big clit.
Pauly Shore, his largest influence.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between a girl thinking that other people may be funnier than you, but also not constantly telling you that other people are funnier than you.
But for a long time. How is it with your chick? You got all your appliances back together?
Yeah. Appliances are back together. We're good.
Good.
We're in a good place.
You got to stop the whatever. Aren't you stressed out all the time cheating?
I wasn't cheating.
I'm the same way. I, in my last relationship, took a step back that my cheating was just like an online thing. And then now you just steps. It's baby steps.
It is baby steps. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I used to just cheat. Whose joke was that? Dane Cook joke? That's an old Dane Cook joke. He was like, I would cheat on my girlfriend all the time. He's like, I would literally cheat on her. She's like, what? What are you doing? I fucking love that. It would turn me on to cheat back in the day. Like when I was really like 21, 22 years old, I'd have a girlfriend and it would turn me on to like fuck a girl in the same building as her. Like it was crazy. Like I was like, I had problems.
I have that, but I would like to fuck a chick when their significant other is around. I've been like the other dude.
Oh, you've been the other dude?
Oh, I've been a lot. Yeah, I've been the other guy more than I've cheated.
Yeah, I would say that's probably even true for me. Yeah. And that's saying a lot.
And you, although a lot of the time I don't know that I'm the other guy. Like I'm like hooking up with a girl and then I find out she has a boyfriend later.
Yeah, he just wears sleeves.
Yes. That's what they're looking for, something different in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how many times I've been the other guy. Not often.
On the road? On the road.
On the road has happened a handful of times. Yeah. For sure. But not real. And it's not that I'm like morally above it. It's just that usually I'm in a relationship. So my problem is if I'm cheating and she's cheating.
Cancels each other out. Nobody
feels like
trouble.
There should be a circle of cheating.
No. What happens is it's like it almost reminds me of like these, like you see these like COVID things where they show you like how it spreads. It's like the amount of opportunity to get caught when you're starting
the amount of people getting your herpes.
Well, no, the amount of people that are fucking involved in this lie now has doubled.
Lewis is
exponentially goes out. So in my mind, I'm going like, well, now I'm not in control of the variables, right? So when I'm telling this, I've had this happen before because I was cheating on a chick. I was cheating on a chick and she was cheating on her husband, right? This is back in the day, right? And I remember thinking like, well, all she has to do is slip up, leave her cell phone open, not delete some shit. Now this guy knows my shit. Now he has my dick pics. Mm. Now he's got my shit. Now he knows who I am. I'm a very public persona. My girlfriend, she's out there. It was too much. It wasn't really worth that risk. So it was like, I would cheat like... and to almost like mitigate the risk. And because you're right, I would walk around with an anxiety all the time.
Yeah.
Like this
it's crazy.
Burning hole in my chest where I'm going like, fuck, did I leave my cell phone open? Holy shit. Is she seeing that? You'd get a simple phone call from your girl in the middle of the day out of nowhere. You'd be like, oh my God, like your heart would stop.
And
you
start like fights with them because like you're just in your mind, you know what's going on. So you're starting like a fucking fight with them about nothing.
Or you get overly jealous because you're just thinking introspectively and you're like, you're sucking every dick you see, aren't you? You just want any dick in your hole, don't you, you fucking pig?
I think now I'm realizing the reason I haven't cheated is because more of I don't want to have that anxiety more than I actually care about whatever girl I'm seeing.
It's the best reason not to cheat aside from hurting a person you love or whatever. Yeah.
But here's the thing, it's not even hurting a person you love. So, all right, it does hurt the person you love, but for guys, or for me, I shouldn't say for guys, I'm sure that's not the case, but I think for most guys, it truly is just masturbating with another human. It is not, there's no connection there for the most part. I'm sure like, you know, certain people are different, but like anytime I've cheated on a chick that I've cared about, it's never been like I'm emotionally connected with this other chick. I'm literally using this other person to masturbate and just to come. And then I go home and my emotion. So the reality is, and I've said this before, I probably need to be in sort of an open thing. I can't handle
the other side.
Another guy fucking my chick.
In Chicago, I had this one chick, fucking maybe probably the hottest chick I've ever been with, smoke show. But she was like, well, I'd like to do like an open thing. And it's like, you're fucking crazy. Like, people land helicopters to fucking ask this girl. I'm like, well, I'm not doing an open thing with you. You know how unimportant I am in an open relationship with you? Like, I get destroyed.
Yeah, and it's all like, you know, like we're having an honest conversation right now, but even the conversation we're having right now isn't like sexy to chicks. They want to hear the confidence and they want to hear the fucking like, but look, we're insecure assholes.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it,
I disagree with you guys. I think if you're going to cheat, it's got to be with a chick with a boyfriend or a husband. That way,
she has something to lose.
Assured. Mutual destruction.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I there is something to be said about assured mutual destruction, too. It's interesting. I wonder what is... But I get what you're saying.
My version of cheating is just fucking America and North Korea. We pull them up.
Well, because if you're cheating on your girl with the girl who's cheating on her guy, she's not going to rat you out because she's going to be ratting herself out.
It's not about...
It's about her fucking up. Yeah, it's about her fucking up.
She will fuck up. Human error exists. Every time I've ever fucked around, cheated, whatever it is... I get caught every time.
Every time you have a girl at your place, when you live with a chick, she will leave something to ruin your life, and something that you're like, how the fuck did you forget a pink toothbrush on my fucking sink?
Yeah.
Very specific case.
Yeah, dude, I think I understand what you're saying, and I think I used to feel that way, but I think you just have to assume that people are going to fuck up, and you know, whatever the law is, you know, anything that can happen
Murphy's
will happen.
Law, or
whatever it is. Yeah.
That's not what Murphy's
I don't know.
Law
whatever
is,
it is, it's something. Yeah. Something about anything what goes up must come down.
Anything can go wrong will go wrong.
You can lead something a horse like to water, but you can't teach it to drink. Two birds in a feather, one in a stone.
But we got to stop, right? We have to stop cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Well, I mean, you know, but like the baby
steps. I did online. I did some shady online activity. But let me tell you something. If girls are just sending you nudes online,
you just can't send back. I think that
you can't send back. You also can't go, ooh, yeah, send more. These are great.
Keep I'm signing Lewis. I'm single. I do not have a girlfriend right now.
Boy, I'd love it if you were my girlfriend.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
But it's a difficult thing in the moment. You're just horny. You're in the moment. You're looking at porn. And then a real girl goes, hey, you want to see my pussy? You're like, yeah, I do. I want to see. I don't love you. I'm not trying to be with you in this moment. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
Why can't women understand that? Yeah. And on the other side, like, if she were to, she's a hot chick. The amount of guys that just send her like unsolicited. Shannon, what we're talking about right now, right? We're talking about like a chick being like, hey, I think you're hot. Like, ooh. And starts flirting with you. Sends you a nude, right? Mm-hmm. That scenario, right? How that could happen. I'm a comedian and I'm not famous, but I have a pretty large following in terms of, you know, online presence and my podcasts are pretty big. I have a decent following. I'm not like a fucking noob, right? I get that like a girl that interested, maybe once every couple weeks I'll get a girl that I could tell she's like trying to be in my inbox and flirting or whatever, right? How many times per day does that happen to you, Shannon?
I don't know if it's exactly daily, but it's several times a week.
I mean, it's just the volume. So if she like, it's almost like I have to, it's almost unfair for us because women, you know, number one, you're not sexual that way. You're not visual that way. A guy sending you their dick, you're usually grossed out by it. You don't have a physical reaction of like, oh shit. Like we see a girl, like it could be a gross fat chick with fucking just a hairy big, you smell it through the picture. Like you, we still would go, yeah, that's fucking,
there's such a difference in like the positive reaction men will have to a nude woman versus the negative reaction women will have to a dick pic, yet so many more dick pics are sent than nude women.
Very true. That is very true. I wonder how many dick pics exist in the world.
I want to see a percentage, like a batting average of dick pics that are received positively versus nude women pictures that are received positively.
It would probably be really upsetting.
It's got to be
how
like
low the percentage of dick pic positivity would be.
Yeah, dick pics are batting like under 100, but naked women pictures are batting
like it's like a Globetrotters game.
I've also never
dick
pics are the generals.
It's so funny the unsolicited dick pic like sort of like I want to say debate because we read recently that it's illegal in certain countries. I know in Texas there's a law where you can get cited for sending an unsolicited dick pic.
It is
a form of sexual harassment if it's unsolicited.
Yeah, but it's a baller move if you just sent $500 with the dick pic.
That's a baller move.
Yeah. This whole time, guys who send dick pics are actually the last bastions of free speech in this country.
It's true, but it's like you know, like. Unsolicited, a random person is like, but I've never solicited. I guess I have solicited nudes, but I was saying like I've never complained if a chick, even if a chick's, I'm not interested in a chick. I've never been like, oh, how dare you? How dare you send me that picture of your tits? Like even if the chick is not attractive,
is it the threat thing?
I'm just having an open conversation. You're like, maybe it's a threat thing, but I'm just very flattered. Even if it's a chick I'm not into, my girl's like, oh, thanks.
And that's the same thing I was saying about saying to your chick, she's the hottest girl in the world, she's whatever. Because it's just like, girls go through fucking, Instagram just destroys them all day long. If you're just the nice part of their day.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if you're a pretty girl, right?
Unless no one's pretty enough.
But they all project, you know, this image of being perfect. They have filters. They have all this other shit. You know, I feel like for the most part, even fucking fat, ugly chicks, dude, go into fucking fat, ugly TikTok. It's hilarious.
Indian and Arab dudes, all goddamn day.
They love it. But just, then also just, other women, it'll just be some fat chick doing like the fucking WAP dance, some whale just rolling around to the WAP song. And then it'll just be a bunch of women being like, you go, queen.
Yes, yeah.
You go, girl. Oh, slay. You're like, what is going on
but
here?
But they need
women
male.
Are just, they're so, there's such a system of positivity for women online right now. And they pretend that it's this toxic, yeah, the toxicity exists
well,
as well.
That's why we need
but
to
there's nothing
them,
for a dude. Yeah. I don't get to just post something and then people are like, slay,
yeah,
king.
Yeah, yeah.
Go get, like, no, yeah. my fan base will trash me. If it's not good, if it's not good content and I post some fucking whack-ass cringy shit, my fan base will be like, yeah, dude, fuck you. We're coming to rape your sister.
If you're a guy, you need to either be in amazing shape and post, like, a picture of you in amazing or terrible shape and it's funny that you're posting a shirtless picture.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Me and Lewis are both guys that, like, try to fucking, you know, even on Shiprock, Jay talks about all the time, we're meat-heady, like, we'll go work out, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're not, like, enough that we could ever, everything we post about it is douchey. Like,
oh yeah, anytime I post a gym selfie, in the moment I'm going, this is awful. And then I take it.
I send them to chicks that I'm flirting with. I'll send parts of my workout because I think they like it more. A lot of times they like it better than even like, don't send your dick, send like some fucking.
They don't like it.
They do, I think,
they
a little bit.
They don't like it.
Maybe they don't.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I think you have to be like ripped if you're going to send a like gym workout picture to a girl.
Yeah, but you can look. I mean, me and Lewis have both been the type of shape where we can look really good from a certain
lighting.
Spot.
Yeah.
Certain angle,
Me and Lewis both have the same problem. As long as you don't see anything right here, we can look like we're like in shape people.
Yeah, my love handles in stomach area aren't
awful. Great. You have a terrible ass too.
Yeah, it's fucking god awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He remembers it after I was fucking his girl in that boat.
By the way, if I remember that correctly, she wasn't even fully naked and you were.
No, I wasn't naked. She blew me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She wasn't. She was topless and she blew me.
Gotcha.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, real quick, we must thank Omigo Bidets for sponsoring today's show. If you don't know what Omigo Bidet is, you're crazy. You should already have one. But if you don't yet, let me tell you something. It is the best easy to install home bidet system you're ever going to see. When you use a bidet, it cleans your butt better than any other way. If you're using toilet paper or wipes, you're a fucking caveman. You're a savage.
There's no reason at this point in 2020 you should not be cleaning your asshole with water every time you poop.
And I got to be honest with you, it's intimidating. The reason I spent so long getting a bidet was because it's a little bit intimidating to install. I don't know how to fucking do this. Listen to me. It takes 10 minutes. Harrington did it for me. Okay.
Yeah, watching
Harrington, I didn't need to pay Harrington. I'm an idiot. Okay. You unscrew the things in the back. You screw it in. You connect the water tube to the thing behind the toilet. That's it. It is so fucking simple. I don't know why I thought it was going to be this big process. It is it takes less than 15 minutes to do, and then you're going to save money. You're going to save time. It's going to be clean. You're not putting your hands up your ass, which is
plus another round the pandemic. You never have to worry about running out of toilet paper.
You never have to leave your goddamn house again. Okay. Right now, all you got to do to try out Omigo bidets is go to myomigo.com/RAP, myomigo.com/RAP. You're going to save 15% off your entire Omigo bidet system. Once again, that is myomigo.com/RAP. Okay, where were we? Wait, what were we just talking about?
And women, all the positive.
Cheating
that's why
for
we got to send.
Minutes.
That's why we got to send them. We got to send them dick pics so that they don't get constant positivity.
Shannon, thank you.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
It does. It does. Yeah, we were talking about cheating.
Yeah. And Instagram, how it's just nonstop positivity when a girl posts something.
Yeah, women are getting a lot of love online.
Yeah. I've seen, there's girls I know who they've just been attracted since they were like 12. And so they just constant, they just constant anything they post.
And now they're 13.
Yeah. Like, but their entire lives has only been people telling them like how pretty they are. So now they'll post like a picture of their bookshelf newly organized, like 1,000 likes. And they think that people actually care about their bookshelf.
Well, the thing that I think, this is why I feel bad, not even just for women, just younger generation in general, right? I think the obsession with the accolades and the obsession with, you know, that endorphin drip and feeling good, that is the problem. And it reminds me of when I first got into shape, and I've talked about this concept before, but as it relates to this, it is different. I didn't give a fuck. Before I was 26 years old, I didn't give a fuck about the way I looked in the mirror. I never took my shirt off and looked at the angles. I never thought about being in shape. I was just a fat kid. That's what I was. Just a fat kid growing up. It wasn't even a thought. I didn't know that there was even a path to get in shape. I wish I would have known when I was 10. Like, I didn't learn about diet and exercise until I was in my mid-20s. And then I got in really, really good shape after that. But it became an obsession, and I developed body dysmorphia, and I started to, now to this day, no matter what shape I'm in, I look in the mirror, it's not good enough. I'm talking about when I've been in like incredible shape, I still see myself just as fat as I see myself right now.
Yeah.
So I think that relates to this younger generation of people who are now obsessed with self-image, now obsessed with being told that they're good. Now they need daily, 100 times a day, to be told, like, yeah, you're awesome, you're great, you're right.
Have you seen the social drama on Netflix? Yeah. And the guy who invented the like button is there, and he's like, it was just a thing to spread positivity. I didn't think 20 years later girls would kill themselves for not getting enough likes.
Yeah, well, it's an addiction, and you have to, like, sort of, like, you know, you're being constantly... you know, affirmed.
Stimulated,
constantly,
yeah.
Constantly, you know, and comedians, we know this feeling, right? You know,
especially during the pandemic when you can't go out and do shows, like there's became such a thing of like, oh, this is the only way now
that gratification is why we became comedians,
exactly.
Right?
And it took the
gratification, this, when people say like, oh, dude, killing on stage is better than coming. What they're talking about is you're in the center of the room, you're being told you're the man, you're being instantly gratified over and over and over again, and you're like, wow, this is like, it's pretty overwhelming. You're like, this is fucking really cool. I never felt anything like this.
That's the problem.
I think
there's
people,
a lot of comedians,
let me just make this point, I apologize. I think a lot of these younger people, they're not creating anything or doing anything great, but they do get that feeling of accomplishment and gratification regularly throughout the day. I understand that. I'm going, that fucking feels great. Mm-hmm. So they go back to it and go back to it and go back to it, go back to it. And as soon as that's taken away from them, they start to feel empty because they haven't created or actually done anything. Mm-hmm. At the very least, we have our act, we have our podcast, we have these other things. So you sort of like, even when I'm depressed and I don't have those accolades, I get to sort of like go like, well, look, I have these creations that I've created.
Yeah. I was going to say that that's why I think there's like a whole group of comedians now that they can't kill on stage, but they get likes on Twitter, and that gives them the gratification that we get from like doing shows and stuff. And that's why there's that whole like the people who come after Legion of Skanks all the time. It's like they're going to get the Twitter likes. They can't have a show like Legion of Skanks that's as successful as your
show. Of course. No, yeah. Well, I think probably most comedians at this point aren't really good at killing on stage. You know, I think, you know, doing well and not just sort of like getting little murmurs of laughter, that sort of, it's not even like we don't even like look at that as even being a big deal anymore. Yeah. It's like the people that are getting shit, it's not like, when I started comedy, it was the people who fucking murdered. It had nothing to do with color, it had nothing to do with, you know, whatever. It was, if you killed, you were given the closing spot, you were given more spots, and it was also this stand-up world, right? So where it was like, the clubs were just booking the people to fucking entertain. It was like a good jazz pianist, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it wasn't about all of the other stuff. And then social media, the online world came in, politics came in, the social, you know, the social war that's sort of happening right now became a thing. So it sort of moved away from the number one most important thing was like, who are the guys that are going to fucking murder? And a lot of those guys don't even have followings anymore. You look at some of these guys when I started, they were like the killers. I'm talking about the guys who they close every fucking show, and you see them now, and they got 1,000 Twitter followers because they never shifted and they never moved into that space. And then you have people that can't even get giggles in a real fucking club, and they're getting Comedy Central specials, they're getting HBO specials. Yeah. It's fucking wild.
I mean, that one even went to like when I started. Like I think like DC Benny.
Yeah.
One of the funniest guys in the world.
New special out.
I think Barry helped him with it, right? Really?
Yeah, I just saw on All Things Comedy.
On All Things Comedy.
Yeah.
But like,
it was Serpico, I believe.
One of the Brian Scalero. Like, these guys just fucking murder.
Yeah.
And then you go, and they're like, no
followings. They're killers. Absolute killers.
They're some of the best ever.
Yeah. Scalero's doing pretty good. He acts a lot as well, but that's another path that they take.
And sometimes these people are doing so well. It's so funny in this business that you could be like, oh man, what the fuck happened to them? And you're like, oh, they have a very lovely house. They've been writing on a thing, and they're like,
and they have like every weekend, just not somewhere we know.
You care about. And they're like, they live a perfectly good
life.
Or
they have an Emmy, and they wrote a movie. You're like, you don't even realize they're just in this whole other world because we're such idiots. We're like, stand up.
It's just
you gotta be killing at the cellar.
Yeah. if you're not doing this, if you're not in our universe, it's sort of like, yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy? It's, oh, he's happy and fulfilled.
Well, because I feel like I'm doing all right. And I, you know, and then I'm in my neighborhood and I look at like my neighbors and I'm like, that guy's got a way better house than me. And he's just some dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened here? Like, what is going on? Like, I feel like I'm doing something special. Well, something unique.
Chris Rock even had
a that bit. About it. Yes. Yeah, that's so fucking, that's a great bit. Yeah. So he's like, he goes on my block. I don't know the names, but it's LeBron, me, and then some rapper is like, you know, and you know, it's me. He's like, I'm Chris Rock. He's like, I think I have some success. You know, LeBron, one of the best basketball players of all time. There was another like musician or whatever. Sure. Was like, you know, Grammy winning. He was like, and then there's this white guy who's a dentist. He's not the best dentist. He's not the dentist. He's just a dentist, which is exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
My next neighbor has this house. I'm like, what the fuck does this guy do?
He's
like,
cooling?
He's a teacher.
Okay, there you go.
He's a teacher.
Yeah. The least respected profession.
How is it possible that this teacher is doing so much better than me? I don't even know.
He gets the whole summer off.
I can't wrap my brain around how this teacher is doing better than me. Does he make more money than me, or is he just way better with his money?
Oh, he's definitely better than
his
money.
He's got a wife.
No one's not better with their money.
No, he's definitely better.
It's like we're all playing some obscure sport. Like, we're all in, like, the food eating contest, and it's like, you think you're Joey Chestnut, and it's like, why is this fifth string basketball player doing better than me? I'm the best at what I do.
Lewis moved out to Jersey with that fucking, with this teacher, and he Ubers into the city constantly and wonders why he's not doing better than the fucking teacher. You think that teacher Ubers?
Yeah, it is $200 round trip. It's not the best plan always.
$200 round trip every day.
I was spending $2,500 a month in Ubers when I was living in New York City.
Jesus fucking Christ.
When I was living in New York City, $2,500 a month.
Jesus.
They don't do anything for you for that. They don't call you and say thank you.
No, they
give you
they don't even let you yell at them.
Do you get like frequent flyer miles or
you get diamond status and then you get 15% off every three rides.
Is that what it is?
That's what I got.
Well, I had a five for a long time. For about like a year and a half, I had a 5-star rating. So I would get like 50% off my rides for the longest time. And then a drunk girl that I've, you know, whatever, I was in with
raped.
A fucking girl. Yeah, raped. Yeah. Was, she ruined it. I think she was just drunk when we got in and fucking, I'm a 4.8 now, which nothing happens if you're 4.8.
Yeah, I think I'm like a 4.4.
Or 9.8, excuse 4. Me. 9.8.
I'll tell you what my rating is right now. I've been denied Uber rides three separate times now based off of my rating.
Really?
Where I get a message and it says, your rating is too low. Your Uber driver has decided to decline your ride.
Have you ever considered telling them you have Tourette's or something, like a medical condition that explains why you're the worst person to Uber?
4.39.
Wow.
4.82.
4.39 is fucking terrible.
It's really low. Yeah, it's like, because it's, do you know how often I hate the Uber driver and I accidentally 5-star him? Because it's just them, what you do.
And I don't do it till the next time I get into an Uber.
You don't remember what it was.
What the person was.
Yeah.
4.9. Now I'm wondering what, that's pretty good.
I'm 4.96. 4.9 is good. Yeah. 4.96 now.
4.86. I feel like it should be higher. I feel like I'm very polite.
Yeah. I wonder what's wrong with you.
Shannon heard that I got higher than her and she's like, something's wrong here.
Yeah, I'm angry.
Some Uber driver is trying to finger fuck Shannon and gave her a 1 because she wouldn't do it.
There's messages on Uber? What?
Do you have drivers messaging you?
I don't know.
Could you imagine there's a treasure trove of Lewis messages from drivers in your Uber? That'd be amazing.
I mean, I lost my wallet in Uber recently, and the guy just didn't get back to me for like a day, so I canceled my credit card, canceled everything. It's like he just had it and didn't. It's like, fuck him. Fuck him.
He probably was just trying.
Every Uber driver for the next year will fucking pay for that. Every fucking Uber driver. Every time I have to fucking re-put a new card into a fucking thing, ooh.
I wonder why your rating's so low.
Ooh.
Every Uber driver will pay for it.
Mine's because I definitely fall asleep all the time.
I've fallen asleep, but they don't like when you fall asleep.
I don't think that.
All I want is people to sleep in my Uber.
That would be the best. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Don't speak to me. I'm not going to speak to you. I don't want an Uber driver to talk to me. I don't want him to look at me. I don't want to make eye contact. I want him to follow his GPS to the T. If I hear one, I don't give a fuck. We talked about this too. Because if I hear that bloop, that little fucking change.
It just occurred to me two of the last three times I've called you, you have been in a fight with an Uber driver while I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
And by the way, Lewis will leave you for like, he deals
way
with the whole issue.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't go, hey, I'm sorry, let me, whatever, I got one more sec. Like you just listen to the entire thing that Lewis is going through in your day.
Lewis will put the phone down and have a life conversation with James while you're just sitting on the counter. And Lewis will give James like facts about life and be like, all right, cool, buddy. all right, so we're going to sell some sweatshirts.
Is he mad? Is he mad if you hang up during that?
Nobody ever has. Nobody would ever disrespect me like that. Right. Are you kidding me?
Well, and you,
you also get, you get the life lesson as well.
Yeah.
If you listen.
Oh, that's that true. Is true. Yeah.
And Lewis makes, yeah, Lewis makes every phone call feel very important. He does all the, like, you've got 5 minutes. And it's like, I know there's nothing going on at the end of this 5 minutes, but I just know this is how Lewis deals
with
things. Well,
because if you don't, well, this is actually a power move. You have to always be acting like there's something else going on. Otherwise, people think you're a fucking Herb. They think you're unpowerful.
I said that before having sex with a girl. You got 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes.
You also set the expectation. It's like going out on a first date with a chick. You only ask her for coffee. Because if it's going well, you can go get some food. You can go to the park. You can go ice skating. Who gives a fuck, right? But if it's not going well, now you got a fucking whole dinner. You got a movie set up. It's a whole fucking to-do. Yeah.
Which is why you can't do dating apps. That's why you're no good at dating apps, is because you're only going to the dating app once your balls are full.
Oh, yeah. I'm horny.
Yeah. So it's like, and you're never going to make it work that way.
Swipe. And I'm always like, my first message is, let's fuck, or let's go.
That's why it's
now.
Not whatever.
Need to come now.
If they're willing to meet you the first day, they're probably going to fuck you. If they're willing to just the first day you're texting, meet
up. The only time a girl is willing to meet the first day is if she's trying to get back at her boyfriend. So really what you're doing is like, it's like this, a girl goes, I'm going to fuck the first guy that swipes right on me. And that's then she
I never put that together, but I hooked up with a girl like in the bathroom of a bar within an hour after matching on Tinder.
Oh, she just broke up with somebody. Yeah. She was I need to go fuck somebody. I'm going to match. And the first guy that'll buy me fucking drinks and a meal. I'm saying, when me and my ex broke up, she spitefully went out on Tinder dates, and she just to show me how easy it was, she's like, I'm gonna get lunch, watch. And she's like, I'm going for lunch with a guy now. It's that fucking easy.
You
for women.
Love dating dangerous lunatics. Yeah, you, that's the one
Latinas.
That's where me and you split when it comes to girl shit, is that I couldn't date a girl that would hurt my feelings the way that you put up with.
I need a girl to beat me down
I can't come.
I've done that and now I can't do it anymore because I did it and I'm like, yeah, I'm just not attracted to a girl who I sense is going to do that now.
Yeah, I think we both have shit. Like, my mom was shit. Yeah, but like, you know, God rest her soul or whatever. But she was like verbally garbage, where you got the extra benefit of like, your mom was also like, and my mom went to rehab and shit, but it wasn't as bad as yours. I just have a slightly less shitty version of your mom. And I feel like that extra little bit that you got pushed you into that.
I'm still waiting to find the person. I haven't met the person who had as bad of a childhood as me.
No, yeah, you're always undisputed.
It's not even like I'm bragging, like, oh my God, my childhood was so bad, because in retrospect, I don't even look at it as being that bad. It was just sort of like life, right? Like, it sucked. I got my ass beat a lot. It was, you know, it was just being poor. It was being poor, being threatened with violence, and getting beat up a lot by my mom. But it's a fucking heroin addict. She's 5 cents. She can't, it's not like she's fucking beating me and putting cigarettes out on me, and I wasn't bloody. It was like she would just punch me in the face if I dropped a glass of milk.
Well, that's why a lot of the like woke
kids that are worse. I just don't know them. I haven't really interacted with too many kids who dealt with the sort of abuse that I have, but I know that there are definitely worse hands that are
out there. You got the empathetic, and I think this probably helps you in life too, is to have that own empathy towards your mother of like, because I learned, like, I had a bad relationship with my mom because of all of her shit, but I found later on in life, like, my mom's father is not the same as her brothers and sisters. I didn't know any of that. That was like a secret from everybody in the family. Her mom cheated on her husband with his best friend, right? And then after, the three of them took a boat ride, and the best friend and her mother, so like her father and her mother,
she was a boat whore.
She was also a boat whore.
Your grandma was a boat whore.
Who pushed her husband off the boat in the lake, took him out to kill him.
Yeah.
And then whatever, but I guess, I don't know if they were like too excited and they pushed him in, it was too shallow, or he was like a great swimmer, but he like made it back to shore after.
Was it awkward?
It was just, he literally.
They drive back home together.
They're like, her husband had to just show up like wet back at the house.
Not a word, Francine.
He got his shit and left.
He got a fish in his sock.
He considered it a fresh start. They tried to kill him. He went back to his place, packed up his stuff, and he was like, I guess I'm going. And that was it. That was new life. Never saw his kids again.
What a great time where you wouldn't call the cops when somebody tries to kill you.
Well, yeah, and also just because he was probably just like, fuck this lady. Now I don't have to take care of these kids.
I was wondering why they gave me these cool cinder block shoes.
I wonder how much more dangerous was things back in a time where just like, I watched like old sports fights, like in a baseball game, guys just beat the shit out of each other. No one gets ejected. No one gets fined. I'm like, how much more dangerous was it then than now that we need to never allow that?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know the answer to that.
But like, even like a fight, like fights happen and the cops aren't necessarily called. It was like, oh, a fight happened.
Yeah, but you go that way, you go that way. You know,
well, back in the day, even when you were kids, you know, the coach would be like, all right, you guys duke this out. Nobody interfere, and one guy wins, one guy doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little
How
bit
did that come from my mom, mom trying to murder her husband?
Well, just the idea that when you said he didn't call the cops, and Louis just like, yeah, it's what a day when you could just almost get murdered and not call the cops. I'm like, yeah, what happened to those days?
I mean, I got...
Maybe that's a little extreme.
I think you probably
example.
Just call the cops if you're almost murdered by your wife.
I think you should probably call the cops when someone's trying to murder you.
Maybe 8 or 9 years old. So I used to do a lot of like odd jobs for like money. I would go around to my neighbors and be like, hey, do you need your garage cleaned out or do you need your driveway shoveled or leaves raked or whatever, and I was just literally going, you know, for literal chores, just to make money, right? So this one guy, maybe 25 years old, I don't know how old he was, right? I have no idea, because when you're a kid, anybody older than 16 seems like a full-grown adult. So this guy could have been 18, he could have been 30, I have no idea. But I went to his house and I was like, oh, do you have any odd jobs, you know? So he was like, oh yeah, I have all these bottles that are on the side of my garage that are just sort of like in pieces. He was like, clean up all the bottles in there and I'll give you $10. So I clean up all the bottles and I go to get paid. And then he's like, yeah, scram, kid. Beat it. I'm not paying you. And so then I was like, really? So then I go back and I just start taking the bottles and flinging them into his driveway and breaking them in pieces. Going,
who didn't see that coming?
So then he charges out of his house, runs. I'm maybe 8 or 9 years old at this time. Runs out of his house, grabs me by my shirt, and drags me through the broken glass. Drags me through the broken glass. And, you know, he's like, clean up the bottles or whatever, you know. And then I think I said, no, I cried, and then I ran home or whatever, right? I imagine now if somebody did that to my son, if some grown adult, some man, grabbed my son by his shirt and dragged him through broken glass, I would go to prison for beating him to death with a hammer. And I really mean this. Like the rage that I'm feeling inside right now, thinking about some grown man putting their hand on my kid. I would go to prison for killing him with a hammer in front of his whole fucking family. He would die. I would literally pound his face into fucking mashed potatoes. It would literally, I just like, just covered in fucking blood, just... would be it.
This is true now, but I can see cut to 10 years and Zach is wrestling James in a hardcore match that you promoted. Zach's just hitting James with life. Lewis is in your corner.
Could you imagine? I mean, could you imagine fucking somebody putting their hands on your and my mom did nothing.
On any kid now. That would use, my dad tells me, like, when you grew up, like, when he was growing up, if you did something bad, a neighbor would, like, hit your kid and the parents would be thankful for it.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my I couldn't fucking imagine.
Yeah. Well, it was also a weird thing. Is like we had a we had this like car place down the street from us. It was this old guy who had like, it wasn't a real museum. It was like his own museum. And everybody went, oh yeah, just don't go in there. That guy just is going to fucking touch up. Like that's the whole point of the thing, is to get kids to go in there and touch up. But we never were like, Freddy Krueger burned the place down on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just we knew.
Yeah.
Everybody, the neighbors all were like, yeah, a guy touches kids. You don't, you know.
My stepbrother used to go all the time. I really wonder what the fuck the long, I gotta
Well, it's almost like you
were warned.
Someone's
got to keep the business going.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were warned, and if you did it anyway, it was on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember there was, there was like an old guy who invited me and my friend Mike swimming when we were like 8 or 9 years old at his pool. Some old guy. And we went home to get our like towels and shorts, and I told my mom, she was like, you're going to go swim at some old guy's house? He's going to have sex with you. And that's where I learned what pedophilia was.
Nice. I had my grade 8 teacher. She wasn't even my teacher. She taught sex ed when I was in the 8th grade. Miss Kayak. I always remember this. I ran into her at the mall the summer after 8th grade. And it was me and my friend Adam Delisle. And she was like, oh, I found this note by the shopping carts. She was like, oh, it must have been like from a girlfriend to a boyfriend. And she read us this sexually explicit note that she said was she found on the ground. And then she offered us a ride home and bought us a bottle of Kahlua.
Yeah.
Your teacher.
All of that. My teacher. I mean, she wasn't anymore at that point, but yeah, all of these things. And it wasn't until probably 4 years later I was like,
we could have fucked.
Could have fucked Miss Kayak for sure. I would have fucked Miss Kayak too. She was like the hot teacher. I would have been 100% down.
The dean from my junior high school, who I was like always really cool. I was in detention like every week in junior high school, and the dean was a big Yankees fan, and we would just talk Yankees baseball the whole time. So detention was like fun for me. I got along with him.
Horrible for everybody else.
Yes. Years later. He like
just
had
listening to that speech impediment talking about the Yankees. Yes. Jesus Christ.
Bernie Williams. I don't know if that's your speech impediment. I don't know you well enough to really get your speech impediment down. Sorry.
Years later, that dean like had a year-long like affair with a 16-year-old girl, paid for her abortion, so he was a gentleman about it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But yeah, reading that story, that I'm like, that was the cool dean.
And he loved the Yanks.
Yeah, yeah. He was super cool. He was also cool to that chick.
I bet you she got to go to a couple of games with him.
Hell yeah.
Probably. It's a pretty good deal, actually. I wish he had fucked me and taken me to Yankee games.
I don't even know, like, how do you even explain to your child? Like my child now, like... You know, I'll tell him don't talk to strangers. Like, you know, I'll let him play in the black on the trampoline. And I'll just like be in the house, like, you know, watching out the window, you know. And I have this fear that like some fucking pedophile is going to come up to him and like grab him. But it's like, how do you even explain that? Like, he doesn't know
because
what
that's the thing.
A when you're, pedophile is.
When you're a kid, they put this fear in you of like, oh, you're going to be taken. But nobody explains that when you're taken, they're going to fuck you and your little kid ass.
Fuck you so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're just taken and you're in a room. Yeah. And
they give you toys and you just kind of hang out in a new place.
Here's some bread. Yeah. And here's some water. No.
There was a click moment where you're always told, stay away from strangers. Don't go to strangers. At a certain point, you learn what sex is. You're like, oh, that's what they're going to do.
Strangers were going
to
fuck me. Yeah. It turns out. We had block parents. Was that a thing in America? Block parents. Here's what it was.
How you say black in Canada?
Yes.
I just imagine Canadian Lego people.
Block parents.
We had different Lego.
So you guys would chaperone the block?
So you had a little thing you would mail away for basically a picture of a waving child that you put in your front window. And the thing was supposed to be if a kid was like, if you were in danger, they would tell you. If you were in danger, run to a block parent's house if you see it, right? But the thing about block parents...
So many pedophiles.
There was no screening process to be a block parent. You just mailed away for a picture of a fucking waving child.
Yeah.
So if you're a pedophile, you just scare them out of a bush and run them to your fucking house.
And then you jerk off to the waving child picture while you're bored.
You order your downtime.
Yeah.
One for target practice.
Black parents are a terrible idea, and we had them for a decade. My parents were block parents. My parents might have fucked kids.
I mean, I think they should all be block parents. We're all block parents. Aren't like, is like if some little kid came running to my house, like I would help them.
Oh, no, sorry. We're not that type of house.
Yeah.
We're not the type of house that helps children.
Yeah. Yeah, my kid's at an age now where it's like, it is fucking like, I don't know, it's scary. Like, he rides his bike around, it's like, you know, and I would leave as soon as I got up and then come home when the streetlights were on. Like, if I ever got kidnapped as a kid, my mom wouldn't know about it till like 8 hours later. Like, it would be an 8 hour, like I'm getting fucked.
You're dead already.
I'm fucked to death.
Yeah.
By the time my mom even notices that I'm gone, I mean, I'm fucking.
You could have been fucked to death in your own house probably without your mom noticing it.
Maybe. Who knows? She's sleeping. But yeah, I think my son disappears for like 10 seconds and I get anxiety and I'm like, oh my, where's he at? Like, he's riding his bike around like the school and he just like disappears around the corner and I'm like, all right, there's a fucking pedophile right there. He's waiting, grab him. He's going to jump over a fence with him. Like,
but do you worry about that? And with like QAnon and like everything is about kid fucking now.
Yeah. It's QAnon's got a handle on it. They're policing the pedophiles.
I don't even know what QAnon is.
The conspiracy theory to be getting it from QAnon was that Trump started the pandemic to free all the children. It was like the whole pandemic was so he could get rid of child sex slaves out of like the dungeons and stuff. Yeah. But what's really funny is if you look during the pandemic, Chuck E. Cheese is out of business. Yeah. DeLeo went down. They subpoenaed Prince Andrew. If I was a QAnon person, I'd be like, I think Trump is getting rid of the pedophiles.
Well, yeah, even before the pandemic, the QAnon thing was just all these pedophile rings around the world, the global elites, and Trump is the savior who's going to shut it down.
Oh, so they're pro-Trump QAnon.
Yeah, they think that Trump is here to like save the pedophile children. But the thing is, he kind of is.
So
weirdly.
Let me say something about that real quick. So, and I know nothing about it. I'm just saying my outside perspective on it. It's kind of interesting that like, it's almost like I don't, here's the first red flag that I say I don't buy any of it. And it's also because of bullshit, obviously.
Sure.
But is like, because it's very like, logically speaking, if I want to make lefties look bad, well, now I want to create a narrative that they're arguing for pedophilia versus me, you know, being against it.
Yeah. So it's like, weird that
and there is a tone where it's like, people on the left are defending cuties and like you sort of have like sexual freedom and, you know, children, you know, changing their genders and dressing up and cross dressing like that. The lefties will defend that to their death. And then people on the right are going like, this is fucking wild. But then the left, they
some of
like,
us chose not to die on that hill.
Yeah. Then,
I'm a lefty and I have to do the same thing. I'm like, I don't, you know, what are you going to do?
Did you see the shirts that Danny Polishchuk made?
No.
You know Danny Polishchuk, the comic. Yeah, he made shirts after Cuties came out. Like, I don't think they're real made shirts. It was just a picture of it. Said, like, I watched Cuties and all I got was this lousy erection.
That's funny.
And he put a picture on Twitter and a bunch of QAnon people were going after him because he's Jewish.
Right.
And they were saying, like, people were saying the Talmud actually endorses pedophilia. And so I came in and I said, I didn't need the Talmud to tell me that kids are sexy.
That's yeah, but funny. There's and then, three but, Motley Crue albums that promote right, pedophilia. Yeah.
But then someone pedophilia? Found... Yeah.
Or just they fuck kids. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like it was pedophile good.
Yeah.
Young girls, young girls, young girls.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it was like, even just, you said it before. Yeah. You go back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it gets wild. Yeah, but exactly. I don't consider that. I don't consider rock stars fucking 16 to 17-year-old girls in the 80s pedophilia.
Yeah, but what they're talking about in like the talent, people go like, oh, Muhammad had a... It was like, but then it was
but
just
but they were like
11-year-old,
10-year-old girls. It's a little different.
Yeah. They also died at 32.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a quarter of the way through. Yeah,
I think before 1990, I think they're old enough to believe they're old enough for me should be the standard. But
yeah,
I don't make the rules.
Right. Well, I posted that.
By the way, Seth Simons will literally quote that and be like, look what Lewis feels.
Of course.
Yeah, this is how he actually feels. Yeah.
Well, when I posted that, one of the crazy QAnon people found an old bio for some show I did years ago where it says that I'm Jewish in it. And I am, but I don't look Jewish at all. But
yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
But then, like, he found it, and this QAnon person, like, has a quote from this bio that said I'm Jewish. He goes, don't worry, guys, he's just joking around because the conspiracy is that the Jewish elites are this pedophile ring, and I'm now a part of it because I defended the Talmud in a joke.
I feel like you are, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
No, I work solo. I'm not a part of a group that's a pedophile.
Yes. Yeah, I don't
know. You're working
like,
your way towards it.
Yes.
All of these, like,
one day I'll
conspiracy.
Get a
It's very
yeah, but that one's fun. It's just fun because it like it, I like one where it's like they've gotten this tacit validation of like every time something like D'Elia goes down or something like whatever. That I just imagine the Q people get to go to sleep that night being like, see,
I don't think pedophiles. Let me think. I don't believe that pedophiles exist more in the elite world than in the other world.
They just have better access.
I think that they.
Well,
I think they're probably they're probably you know look you know fucking
the neighborhood pedophile
if you could
Snickers.
Afford it if you could afford it right you like famous people park in fucking handicapped parking spaces because they don't give a fuck.
I've seen Chris Rock go to the cellar. He just leaves his SUV there because he's like
takes
spot pay pays for the ticket just washes itself out.
Yeah,
and it's just like
it's not even who gives a fuck. It's just money, right? Yeah. You know, Steve Jobs used to purposefully park in handicapped spaces. It was like his thing. Like he would, it was a thing that he would do.
Flex.
He would just to flex. He wouldn't.
That's
he didn't
badass.
Like the way that license plates looked on his car, so he wouldn't put them on his car, and he would just take the tickets.
It's dope.
And he was just a fucking billionaire, so it doesn't matter. Like it just means nothing. He would just speed. He didn't give a fuck, and he also never donated money to charity. He was against it. He was adamantly
this
against
is why
donating.
You love
I
him.
Love him.
Yeah,
I love
Steve
him.
Steve Jobs is against donating to charity. Yeah. Parked in handicapped spots. He's real ass dude of the week.
Yeah. Dude, he's real ass dude so many times, dude.
I'll be honest with you. If I was on a boat with Steve Jobs, he would have tried to fuck my girl too.
Hell yes, he would have, dude. And he probably would have succeeded.
Yeah, he would have been pantsless with a turtleneck on. I would have. He would have slammed the door with a. Full turtleneck and his fucking blue headbanging
and somebody
dick.
Got a tummy ache from God.
Yeah.
Dougie. But you have that entitlement's not even the word. I don't think it's entitlement because it's...
It's just not... It's fuck you money.
Yeah, it's just sort of like fuck you money, fuck you attitude, and you sort of... You're used to living that life, right? So I think that's why like... You know, yeah, I think that a billionaire would probably, if they were a pedophile, they'd be more likely to take the shot than a person who's just average 9 to 5.
But you also have more to lose. You know, I think that they weren't all fucking kids. I like to me, Epstein Island, when you look at all the people that were on Epstein's Island, there's fucking no way that all of these people wanted to fuck kids. I think there was way more of a, like, this is going to sound even crazier probably, but I think there was way more of a, like, a quasi-vampire thing going on there of, like, being around little kids. Like, if you have all the money in the world, the only thing you don't have is the ability to live forever. It's the one thing you can't have, right? So you go to this island. Now, some of them were definitely fucking kids. I think Epstein seemed to really enjoy
fucking
kids.
If I showed up on an island and there were kids feeding grapes to my friends and fanning them off with giant palm leaves, I'd go, we need to fucking leave. This is some crazy pedo shit. I get that I feel youthful around this cherub-like child.
I'm not saying it's good. I call them vampires. I'm not on their side.
Call them quasi-vampires.
Quasi-vampires.
They live in a bell tower. Yeah.
That's got to suck if you were one of the people there who wasn't getting laid, though.
How much
of a loser are you?
I don't think that the chicks are choosing.
I don't really
to fuck
even
them.
Understand
this
what
land
Epstein
boat
Island
is creepy.
What was Epstein Island?
Paradise
to me,
heaven, a little slice of perfection.
Based on everything that I understand from it, is like I think basically what happened. Epstein was this guy, loved fucking kids, was associated with some people. The first time he gets caught, almost certainly that time he gets flipped into being like a political actor. Like, he's working for the government.
He's an informant.
For sure he was an informant. It's great blackmail. You get all these billionaires to show up. Even if they don't fuck the kids, it doesn't matter.
We all
know the names.
We know the names. We know now.
Stephen Hawking went to the fucking Kid Fuck Island. That pedoplegic showed up to fucking Kid Fuck Island.
You call him a pedoplegic?
I like that. Thanks. But you don't. He couldn't even fuck the kids. But we know he was there. So now he's tarnished. Yeah. So you get all this stuff on him, and like, here's the vampire part of it. It's funny because it's kind of really happening. Look at like even with Trump, right? When I forgot you're not supposed to mention it. Whatever. But like when he got the steroids, he got stem cells. He went and had little bits of baby to make himself feel better. We kind of are vampires now.
That's exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have wanted.
Stem cells are just little baby bits. So you're going and munching baby bits, and that's making you live longer.
Is that exactly how it works?
I mean, kind of.
You're just munching baby bits?
You're just munching baby bits.
Well, Lou, we've talked about Amazing Jonathan before.
Yeah.
He's admitted that he injects stem cells. He lost a toe.
All these wrestlers are back.
Injected stem cells, and his toe started to grow back.
Edge couldn't wrestle for 11 years. All these guys now go get his necks repaired from stem cell research. They're literally extending your life and repairing ailments with little baby matter shit. I don't know exactly what it
is. How do they get the baby matter?
You like put it in cereal.
I think it's your aborted babies, if I'm not crazy.
You take your vitamins.
Can you look
that
up?
No.
I think it's your aborted babies. It's not from aborted. Where is it from?
Look at Dylan shaking his head. Yes. Impossible.
I think it might be aborted baby
tissue. Why have I never heard stem cells mentioned in the abortion argument then?
Stem cell research is part of the.
Yeah. Yeah. And we haven't gotten that far yet. We already have abortion. We didn't have stem cells.
The reason you haven't heard it is because you don't read that much.
You didn't know what QAnon was. The president talks about it 3 times a week.
Don't care.
Exactly.
No, didn't Trump said he hadn't heard about it? They in his town hall, they asked him, and he's like, I don't know anything about it.
We're going to wrap this one up in a second. Confirm that stem cells are from aborted babies. Don't shake your head, Dylan. Pull it up. Where do stem cells come from? Embryonic stem cells. These stem cells come from embryos that are 3 to 5 days old. At this stage, an embryo is called a blastocyst and has about 150 cells. Adult stem cells. These stem cells can be found in small numbers in most adult tissues, bone marrow, or fat. Where do they get the embryonic stem cells? Are they from aborted babies?
They're not aborted. They're grown in less. It's only 5 days. You can't get a 5-day abortion. I think they grow them.
A 5-day-old embryo.
But I think it's junk babies. Like, I think we're using junk babies.
So you take cum and cells and you say, hey, we're junking this baby. We're using it for stem cells
I think
quick.
So. And that's what a great recycling program.
I have
program.
No problem with that.
That's it's wonderful.
I don't think it's not from an aborted baby. I think if that's the case, right, they're taking in a Petri dish, a little bit of cum, some egg. Create the baby.
That's exactly what it says.
Let's see. The embryos are being used. Embryonic stem cell researchers come from eggs that were fertilized in vitro fertilization clinics, but never implanted in a woman's uterus. The stem cells are donated with informed consent from donors. I don't have a problem with this. And this is going to be, I guess, a pro-life debate. I'm surprised people aren't talking about this more.
The South Park episode is Christopher Reeve literally just breaking open fetuses and stuff.
God damn it. Makes me more powerful. I got to watch South Park. Fuck.
It's so funny. I like the pandemic episode of South Park. It was good.
I never watched it.
It was really
like
funny.
Just,
it was good.
It's good. It's so hard not to do stuff that they've got.
Look, I am pro-choice, right? Yeah. But I'll tell you right now, my ex, we went to the doctor when my son was, when she was pregnant for 6 weeks. We saw that fucking heartbeat, and it was like, oh shit, that's my fucking son's heartbeat. And it would have been pretty hard to convince me to fucking abort that baby. And that is like at a cellular level. It's just a little fucking nothing, right? However, you know, like, I jizz on my stomach towel 3 times a day. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm a doctor.
Women are fucking nutting their eggs out every time they have their period, right? I think that's how it works, right? Like,
so they're just all gone. Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, these are eggs and sperms that exist that were like. So it's not like this is a baby that was made through the act of making love, and you know, now it's inside of this woman. You're aborting it, which even at 6 weeks or 5 weeks old, I understand the argument that it's a life. I do understand it. Okay, if you know, I also understand that. You know, not everybody is prepared to be a good parent. I think a 17-year-old girl, even if it's not, I'm going to forget the whole rape argument, right? Like, obviously, that's crazy. That's a very extreme thing. But let's say there's some 17-year-old girl who fucks up, makes a mistake, as kids do, gets pregnant. Now, she's going to ruin her whole life, the guy's whole life, likely the kid's whole life. Let's say she's poor. She's not in a situation where she could really take care of this baby. It is, I think, doing way more negative for the world to bring that child into the world. That's just sort of the way that I feel about it. But it is way, it's not as black and white, I think, as like, oh my God, that's a life or that's not. But this process, I mean, if you can go and heal people and help people and save lives based off of somebody fucking nutting into a petri dish and some bitch passing her eggs onto some shit, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? That seems like I want to talk to Dave Smith about this because he's very pro-life now, and I want to get his opinion on this.
That's so interesting that he doesn't believe in laws anymore unless God said them.
It's psychotic.
It's very strange.
It's crazy.
It's very strange. I don't want to talk to Dave about it because I don't want to cackle in his face.
How good is
I don't
want to
disrespect his God.
Yeah, I mean, that's so crazy.
He was Jewish.
He was the best one.
It's nuts.
He was chosen. By the way, you know what Catholics love? Jews. They fucking love Jews. Doggy, that's the whole thing.
I would love to get Dave's opinion or even a pro-lifer's opinion on what sort of the thing is there.
Well, and Trump, who is like the representative for those people right now, was the one munching stem cells, and he's out there dancing on stem because he feels great.
Did he say that he took stem cells?
Yeah, he took stem cells.
Are the pro-lifers freaking out or no?
Why would they? They don't have anywhere to go.
Great. Everyone's such a hypocrite. Nobody cares.
There's nowhere to
Nobody
go.
Nobody actually gives a fuck about anything. They just want to be on the team.
That's why, as a lefty person, I hated the Joe Biden pick at first because I was like, he doesn't stand for me, whatever. But at the end, I realized, oh yeah, but what the fuck you gonna do? It was a great pick because if you don't like Trump, it's just there's nowhere else to go, so you're gonna fucking pick him anyways.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, he's still gonna lose.
We're gonna wrap this one up. We gotta go. Thank you guys for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back on Wednesday. Is it you and Ian on Wednesday? Let's do a Zoom show. We'll do a Zoom show while I'm in Miami. Okay. Me and you will get another guest or two for Friday, but it'll be bye guys on Wednesday. And that's that. Shannon, we're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.